USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Wednesday, President Biden signed the PACT Act, a bill that expands access to VA health care for toxic exposed veterans and survivors. Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough says every veteran will receive everything they deserve.
We'll stop at nothing to make sure every veteran, every family member, and every survivor gets everything they've earned and they deserve.
The bill will increase research, improve care, and provide the VA with resources to better help veterans and their families. Former President Donald Trump said he declined to answer questions from the New York AG's office during his deposition in its civil fraud investigation into the financial dealings of the former president and his company. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The national average price for a gallon of regular gas may fall below $4 a gallon very soon. AAA reporting today's national average is $4.01. This as we head into the peak hurricane season, which has Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy remaining cautiously optimistic.
We're not in the clear yet. The peak of hurricane season starts in mid to late August, and I think my anxiety is going to be pretty elevated because if we see any major storm, I would say a category 3 or stronger, targeting an area between New Orleans and Houston. Buckle up.
That audio courtesy of CNN. John Bolton is thanking the Justice Department for starting criminal proceedings related to the Iranian plot to murder him. An Iranian operative was charged in a scheme to kill the former National Security Administration official under the Trump administration and UN ambassador. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
On Monday, former President Donald Trump's home was raided by the FBI in Palm Beach, Florida. It is believed that the former president removed classified documents from the White House, but some say it may have something to do with the January 6 committee's investigation of Trump. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody tells Fox and Friends that the claim can only be confirmed by the search warrant.
Presumably, the copy of the warrant left would have left the charges that were backed up or that the affidavit supported in the search.
Trump is considering a run for president in 2024. As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, the cat-and-mouse game between the two countries also continues.
Representing a significant escalation in the war, Ukraine's Air Force said Wednesday that 9 Russian warplanes were destroyed in massive explosions at an airbase in Crimea. Russia denied any aircraft were damaged in Tuesday's blast or that any attack took place.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. A federal judge is rejecting a bid from 3 players on the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Circuit to be allowed back into the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs this week, scoring an early win for the PGA Tour as it defends itself against an antitrust challenge from the LIV players it suspended. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.